Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Knot Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. In It's Not Supposed to Be This Way, Finding Unexpected Strength When Disappointments Leave You Shattered, Lisa Terkerst delves deep into the heartache of life's disappointments and the faith that can guide us through them. Terkerst, a renowned speaker and author, shares her personal journey of overcoming profound personal betrayal and health challenges, offering a lifeline to those who feel engulfed by despair due to their circumstances. Through her intimate narrative, she explores the gap between our expectations and reality, encouraging readers to find strength in their faith and unexpected joy in the midst of suffering. This book is not only a memoir of Terkerst's resilience, but also a guidebook for navigating the inevitable letdowns life presents, making it a beacon of hope for anyone facing their darkest moments. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the reality of life's disappointments. Lisa Terkerst opens up a candid discussion about the harsh reality of life's disappointments, ranging from personal betrayal to unmet expectations in various aspects of life. She articulates how the world often promises happiness and fulfillment, yet frequently delivers pain and disillusionment instead. Terkerst emphasizes the importance of acknowledging these disappointments rather than denying their existence, offering readers a starting point for healing. Through her exploration, the author encourages a transformation in understanding, from seeing disappointments as merely harmful to recognizing them as opportunities for spiritual growth and strength building. This topic mirrors the universal experience of facing unforeseen challenges and lays the foundational premise of the book, finding strength in what appears to break us. Secondly, finding strength in faith. Central to Terkerst's message is the power of faith in navigating life's tumultuous seas. She delves into how her relationship with God provided a bedrock of strength during her most challenging times. The book outlines practical ways to lean into faith, such as through prayer, scripture reading, and community support within the church. By sharing her personal spiritual practices and the moments of divine intervention she experienced, Terkerst offers readers a pathway to develop a resilient faith. This topic is essential, demonstrating that even when our lives do not unfold as planned, a steadfast faith can offer hope, bring comfort, and lead to unexpected places of healing and new strength. Thirdly, the process of healing and acceptance. Healing from deep wounds is a significant theme in Terkerst's narrative. She speaks candidly about the journey of moving from hurt through to healing, detailing the emotional and spiritual processes involved. Acceptance emerges as a crucial aspect of this journey, highlighting the need to accept our circumstances without letting them define us. Terkerst's insights into the stages of grief, the importance of self-care, and the role of community in the healing process provide readers with a comprehensive guide on how to navigate their own pathways to healing. This topic shines a light on the often overlooked reality that healing is not linear, encouraging readers to embrace their own pace and process. Fourthly, transforming pain into purpose. One of the book's most compelling messages is the concept of transforming pain into purpose. Terkerst explores how our deepest hurts can lead us to discover a higher purpose and calling in our lives, often in service to others. She shares how her own experiences of suffering led to increased empathy and a passion for helping others going through similar trials. This topic underlines the book's hopeful message that, despite the inevitability of pain and disappointment, there remains the possibility for growth, purpose, and joy. It serves as a testament to the strength of the human spirit and the transformative potential of our darkest moments. Lastly, the importance of community and support. In her exploration of finding strength in adversity, Terkerst emphasizes the critical role of community and support. She argues that isolation can magnify our despair, while connection with others can provide comfort, understanding, and practical support. This topic addresses the value of building a supportive network, whether it be through family, friends, or faith-based groups, and how such a community can act as a crucial lifeline during our lowest points. Through examples from her own life and the lives of those she has helped, Terkerst highlights the healing power of communal support, underscoring the message that we are not meant to face life's trials alone. In conclusion, for anyone grappling with the weight of disappointment, It's Not Supposed to Be This Way offers a deeply resonant message of hope and resilience. Lisa Turkhurst's heartfelt narrative and practical advice make this book an invaluable resource for those seeking to find strength in their faith and joy in the midst of life's trials. It is particularly suited for individuals undergoing personal crises, navigating tough times, or simply looking for spiritual sustenance. Readers will find solace in Turkhurst's transparency and encouragement to embrace life's uncertainties with faith and courage. By turning our struggles into opportunities for growth, the book not only offers a path toward healing, but also towards a more fulfilling life grounded in purpose and community support. In sharing her journey, Turkhurst extends a hand to all who find themselves shattered by disappointment, offering guidance toward a place of unexpected strength and renewal. If you would like to support Lisa Turkhurst, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.